I'm with Dixon Telfer, Shire fan, Shire season ticket holder and published author. Dixon, was it ever inevitable that the two would collide, that Shire fan and published author would meet at some point?
I always wanted the two to collide, I have to say. The two short story collections I've got published, I was always tempted to include a story about the Shire, because Shire is a big part of certainly every weekend during the season for me. But they just wouldn't fit well within short story collections. I was trying to get to as wide an audience as possible. So when the opportunity for this book came up, I thought, excellent, they want stuff about Falkirk, I can finally write a story about the Shire.
And that's what's happened. You've written this short story and it's appeared in this anthology. Tell us a wee bit about that.
The anthology is called A Light Here, an anthology of Falkirk writing. It was a Creative Scotland Black of Money, a grant, I think, that was given last year. And one of the things that money was for was to produce this anthology. So there's various writers in here, some at different stages of their career. It's edited by Alan Bissett, who most people will be familiar with. It also contains entries from Janet Paisley, Brian McCabe, Gordon Legg and Aidan Moffat. And then there are other people there who entered through the open submissions, the open submission section, and few people have had some stuff published, so there's quite a variety, but a very good standard.
And your own published piece in this anthology is about what? About the Shire and...?
It's about the Shire. One of the games that we had at Ibrox, March 2013 it was. And it was a game where we scored first, and I thought, right, the excitement and the atmosphere when Andy Stirling scored that goal, I'll never forget it, and I thought, I could write about this one day, and it was only, I didn't have any opportunity to do so until now, and I just wanted to sort of talk about the feelings, the emotions, you know, that sort of bubbling of excitement about, you know, will this be our day? And I wanted to just bring that all together and put it in a story. So that's the setting for the story.
When you think about it, football isn't really a widely regarded topic for literary fiction, is it?
Well, it's maybe not football in itself, but certainly characters that go to football and characters that talk about football in the pub and such like. If you look at quite a lot of sort of popular authors or pop culture, you will find that there will be some reference to football. I remember Gordon Legg has a book called In Between Talking About the Football, and it refers to football. If you look at anything that Irvine Welsh has done, there's usually mention of Hibs. So it does sort of appear from time to time.
But actually writing about football, kind of, is Roy Race and Roy of the Rovers maybe done literature a disservice? Because if you write about football, it's either got to be real, or if it's fictional, it doesn't seem real.
Well, you know, those lines are blurry, to be honest, Tad. Sometimes when I watch the Shire, I think, is this real? And I mean that when we get beat 5-0, or if we win 5-0, and I suppose that's what makes it a good club to write about. Is that you never know what's going to happen next, and I like to think that the fiction that I read and the fiction that I write, that there is that element in there as well.
So, I mean, you've obviously had some works already published. This is the latest one. Is there anything else in the pipeline?
A novel in the pipeline, although I'm finding that quite hard, because up until now it's been short stories. If you start writing a short story and you find that it's not going anywhere, or you don't like your central character, then you've lost about 5,000 words max. If that happens with you for a novel, then you can have spent months working on something, you'd be 70,000 words in, and oh no, I'm just going to press a big delete button. So it is a bit scary, but intermittently I'm still writing short fiction and flash fiction, and that sort of keeps me interested and keeps me going. So we'll see what happens. It's been two collections, I've been in a couple of anthologies, and we'll see what happens with the novel.
Any plans to write more fiction about the Shire, though?
If there's an opportunity, then yes, because fans that will be listening to this, you'll have seen me and many others on away trips, and some of the conversations, some of the situations that we get ourselves into, some of the pubs that we find, and the people that we come across. You know, they say that does life imitate art, or does art imitate life? And it's very blurry on a Shire away trip. Blurry for more than one reason, to be honest. But if there are opportunities to write again about the Shire, with regards to fictional, they will certainly be based on real situations, then I'll take them. Yeah, I like here an anthology of Falkirk writing, edited by Alan Bissett, available in Waterstones on Amazon, from Cargo Publishing, from their website, it's published by Cargo, and the price is £8.99.